is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Well, hello and welcome to the show. You are listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness. It's brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Asif Harsolia. Dr. Harsolia is a board-certified cancer specialist in radiation oncology. He completed his residency at William Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, Michigan, where he trained with some of the world's top specialists in the field of radiation oncology and established highly specialized skills in advanced radiation techniques such as brachytherapy, image guidance, radiosurgery, and intensity-modulated radiation therapy. Today, we'll discuss neurological oncology with emphasis on the multidisciplinary approach to treatment. Welcome, Dr. Harsolia.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get right into it. What are some of the latest advancements in treating brain and spine tumors?
Well, I think, you know, one of the most exciting developments in recent years has been the advancements in a technique known as radiosurgery and utilizing, you know, systems such as the CyberKnife. And, you know, while the word knife and surgery sort of brings up images of cutting in an operating room, radiosurgery is actually a virtual type of surgery where there's no real cutting involved. It's sort of a painless, non-invasive way of treating brain and spine tumors without anesthesia or hospital admissions.
Incredible. It's like a Johnny Quest world, isn't it?
Ah, yes.
Did you ever think we'd make these advancements?
You know, I think, 10, 15 years ago, some of these things were sort of the topics of science fiction. But the advancements in robotics and computer technology has really opened up, you know, brand new avenues that we never had before.
Right. Now, it's a great age to be a patient, of course, because of these advancements. How does CyberKnife help in the treatment of these type of cancers?
That's a great question. You know, I think, you know, in the past, to give you an example, if a patient presented with a brain tumor in a critical location, let's say near the optic nerves, which are the nerves that control vision in the brain, it was a very sensitive area to operate in, and it could be a very risky operation.
Right.
Could potentially result in blindness for the patient. And, you know, normally when you're doing that type of an operation, a neurosurgeon would have to, you know, shave the patient's head and saw the skull open and, you know, remove the tumor. The patient would be admitted to the intensive care unit and have, you know, many days of recovery in the hospital. And now there's an alternative option for patients, you know, who present in these types of situations. They can have this outpatient CyberKnife procedure done, which is, you know, they can wear their street clothes. There's, you know, they lay on a table for about an hour and a half. There's no anesthesia, no cutting, and we're able to, in most cases, ablate the tumor safely with a relatively small risk of toxicity, and the patients usually are able to go home the same day.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, it just blows my mind. Let's get more specific now. What is CyberKnife, and why is it such an important piece of technology?
Yes, CyberKnife is sort of an advancement over some of the prior radiosurgery systems, in that it basically is a essentially it's a robotic system. It was actually pioneered by a neurosurgeon from Stanford, and it's based off of actually automotive robots, and what it is a miniaturized linear accelerator that's mounted on this robot, and it allows essentially it allows the ability to deliver, you know, hundreds of beams of radiation from multiple different directions.
I see.
And you know, it allows almost basically the precision to treat. You can almost treat something on the head of a pin. It's that precise. And so you're able to sort of, you know, carve radiation around critical structures and pinpoint, you know, the tumors with a high degree of precision and accuracy.
So it is robotic surgery. It's just a very specific type.
Right, exactly. Except, you know, there's no cutting or there's no actual incisions. It's actually X-ray beams that are focused at a single point with high energy. And within a few millimeters away, you're able to, you know, spare the regular healthy tissue.
In Men in Black, they have, I forget what it's called, but it's the thing they point at people and it just kind of zaps.
Ah.
The Neuralizer, I think it was called.
Right.
I'm just trying to put it in layman's terms.
Yeah.
So you basically neuralize the tumor.
Right. It's sort of like that. It actually, it's able to, it's beams that go through the body. And because each beam is divided by 1/100th, where they intersect, it's a lot more powerful, but each individual beam doesn't hurt the body. So, yeah, I guess you could sort of think of it that way.
Okay. All right. Well, now, is it also, can you also use a CyberKnife for repair in terms of, say the optic nerve, we're back to the optic nerve. You couldn't reconnect and put in a new optic nerve using a CyberKnife. It's really used for more or less demolishing something that's foreign to the body.
That's exactly correct, yeah. So we can't do, so you can destroy or ablate, tumors that are in critical locations, whether it's in the spine or in the brain, but you can't actually repair, or reconnect nerves or things like that.
Do you think there will be a time in the future when we'll be able to do things like that?
Possibly. Probably not using this type of technology, but I think this type of technology is very useful in treating, cancerous tumors or tumors, things that should not be in the body. It's also, people have used it even for, but there are other uses besides cancer. People have used it for treating, for example, there's a disease called trigeminal neuralgia, which is a painful condition of the nerves, and you can ablate nerves with it. Or, even benign tumors such as meningioma, which is a small tumor that that is not malignant, but nonetheless can be very uncomfortable for patients.
What about fibroids?
It hasn't been used for fibroids yet, but that's an interesting thought.
Yeah, a lot of women would be glad to hear that.
Right, I'm sure.
All right, what can a patient expect from their physician team when being treated for these and other types of cancers?
You know, I think the most important thing is while we have, this very advanced, futuristic technology and cutting edge type of equipment, we always try to keep in mind the actual patient's condition and the overall clinical picture. Additionally, we try to select our team such that, that they're able to balance this technology with compassion and with good bedside manner, as well as, taking in, customize each of the patient's treatment plans to their individual condition.
Fantastic. How is Memorial Care leading the way in the treatment of neurological cancers?
Well, Memorial Care has been very, very supportive. I think their investment in advanced technologies and putting together a multidisciplinary team of specialists, because this is never a one-man type of a thing. We work very closely with neurosurgeons, with neuroradiologists, with pathologists, medical oncologists, and many other members of the team. And Memorial Care has actually put together a multidisciplinary neuro-oncology tumor board to help make some of the more complex cases. And I think this really sets Memorial Care apart in terms of pioneering, the treatment path in terms of neurologic cancers.
It's really one of those things. It's about the team, and if egos get in the way, it can really harm the patient's prognosis. So it's wonderful when you see a team really working together.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you on that.
Certainly, if you're a patient, that's what you would want.
Absolutely.
What other developments are we looking at in terms of cyber surgery?
Even though it was initially pioneered for the brain, there have been tremendous advancements in the treatment of lung cancers with CyberKnife, pancreatic tumors, liver cancers, and prostate cancers. And the preliminary data for all of these techniques have been very, very promising. So we're very excited about the future of this technology and this procedure.
What about wound control? I've heard that there are some places looking into putting these machines around a wound that is non-healing and actually healing the wound from the perimeter of it.
Yeah, I think that is something that is being looked into. with another type of technology, but the CyberKnife itself wouldn't be used for something like that. Mainly affects the DNA and prevents any type of cell in the body that's replicating very like abnormally. Mm-hmm. It prevents that replication from happening. Okay. So with wound healing, it would sort of be a different issue.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very, very much for your time today. It's a very exciting time in medicine, and we look forward to further advancements coming out of your corner.
Thank you so much, and it was very nice talking to you today.
Dr. Harsolia, finding the time to talk to us about the CyberKnife and the multidisciplinary approach to neurological oncology. It's a lot of big words, but it's a very good thing if you are a patient. It's been a total pleasure to speak with you today. We learned a lot. I am Deborah Howell. Please do join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a lovely and healthy day, everybody.